Dennis Fritz was placed in a cell not far from Ron Williamson. He couldn't see Ron, but he could certainly hear him. When he wasn't over-medicated, Ron yelled constantly. For hours he would stand at the bars in his cell door and bellow over and over, "I am innocent! I am innocent!" His deep and husky voice echoed through the cramped building. He was a wounded animal in a cage, in dire need of help. The prisoners were stressed anyway, but Ron's screeching voice added another thick layer of anxiety. Other inmates would yell back at him and taunt him about killing Debbie Carter. The bickering and cursing back and forth were occasionally amusing, but generally nerve-wracking. The jailers moved Ron from his isolation cell into a bullpen with a dozen others, an arrangement that proved disastrous. The men had little privacy and practically lived shoulder to shoulder. Ron respected no one's space. A petition quickly appeared. It was signed by the other prisoners and begged the jailers to take Ron back to isolation. To prevent a riot or a killing, the guards agreed. Then there were long periods of silence, and everyone, inmates and guards, would breathe easier. Soon the entire jail knew that either John Christian was on duty or the guards had given Ron another toxic dose of Thorazine. The Thorazine quieted him, though at times there were other side effects. It often made his legs itch, and the Thorazine shuffle became part of the jail's routine as Ron stood at the bars of his cell and ducked and weaved from side to side for hours. Fritz would talk to him and try to calm him, but it was hopeless. Ron's cries of innocence were painful to hear, especially for Dennis, who knew him best. It was obvious that Ron needed much more than a bottle of pills. Neuroleptic drugs are synonymous with tranquilizers and antipsychotics and are used primarily on schizophrenics. Thorazine is a neuroleptic, and it has a tortured history. In the 1950s, it began flooding state mental hospitals. It's a potent drug that strongly reduces awareness and interest. Psychiatrists who support the drug claim it actually cures the patient by altering or repairing bad brain chemistry. But critics, who greatly outnumber supporters, cite numerous studies that show the drug to produce a long, frightening list of side effects: sedation, drowsiness, lethargy, poor concentration, nightmares, emotional difficulties, depression, despair, lack of spontaneous interest in the surroundings, a blunting or dulling of the patient's awareness and motor control. Thorazine is toxic to most brain functions and disrupts nearly all of them. Its harshest critics have called it nothing more than a chemical lobotomy. They claim that the only real purpose of Thorazine is to save money for mental institutions and prisons and to make patients and inmates more manageable. Ron's Thorazine was doled out by his jailers, sometimes with instructions from his lawyer. Often, though, there was no supervision. He got a pill when he got too loud.